Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, before that many years in China for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. I call upon Mary's experience at State to help me understand the extreme language that I've received from my senator in Connecticut, Chris Murphy. Mr. Murphy writes, "Yesterday I joined a protest outside USAID, and it's urgent that you know what Trump and Elon Musk are doing here," writes the senator. To me, text message. "Musk has said they are shutting down AID entirely," writes the senator, "and they've taken a legal action to essentially stop all USAID operations overnight. An unelected billionaire with help from kids straight out of high school and college that he's handpicked. He's given them unprecedented and insane power and access to the infrastructure and payment systems of the U.S. government. They are steamrolling career civil servants with decades of experience." I'll stop because it gets more unhappy after that. Mary, USAID, last time I checked, it was not on the radar of American people. What is it? It's in Washington. I've seen a photograph of its doorstep. What does it do, Mary? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, I wasn't guessing that USAID would be at the top of the national agenda, but here we are. For those who haven't heard of it, the U.S. Agency for International Development was established in the early 60s to provide American assistance to countries that were in conflict or strategically important to the United States. And over the years, its budget has grown and it has morphed into an organization that touches, I believe, more than 160 countries. The Congressional Research Service reports that its total obligations in 2023 fiscal year were north of $43 billion. Many of its employees are actually not Americans. They are locally hired. Most of their projects, in fact, the vast, far and away number one recipient of aid is Europe and Eurasia. It's a bit surprising. You would think that it might be the poorest countries in the world. Additionally to that, the top 10 recipients of aid from USAID are not exactly what you would call success stories. Countries like Ethiopia, Jordan, Congo, Somalia, Yemen, Afghanistan, still. So what we have is an agency that was founded with good intentions that over the years has become part of the edifice of the U.S. government and the State Department in particular, and has really gone unchecked. Very few people have asked the questions over the past decades. Is this organization fulfilling its mandate? Does it advance U.S. interests? What are those interests? Who's handing out the money? What are the results that we're looking for? Can we measure those results? So from that point of view, I think it's very, very positive that the Trump team is taking a hard look at USAID. On the other hand, the manner in which they're doing it, locking people out of their offices, et cetera, is going to draw attention to the effort in a way that might make it difficult for them to find people to cooperate internally to tell them, hey, you should look under this desk or in this closet for what's actually going on. So I think it's long overdue, this review. I wish them great success because it really, if we are to have a foreign assistance arm, it should be a strong arm of U.S. foreign policy with measurable results employing Americans who can be held to account if things go wrong.
Mary, my impression from reading just scattershot over these last hours about USAID, there was no one really in charge. It was here and there, a lot of clientitis. For example, $175 billion to Ukraine since the war broke out in 22. Mr. Zelensky says, without interpretation, where's the rest of it? We've only seen $75 billion. $175 billion from USAID to Ukraine is more than triple what all the other major recipients received. So it very much looks like it's a war fighter. Is that its mission?
No, it's not. And I think that's a large part of the problem, is that we need to define very explicitly what we want USAID to achieve. I mean, I remember when I worked in the first Trump administration at the State Department, which administers, much of these funds, that we stamped rice bags with, you know, United States of America on it so that we'd get some credit when the rice was handed out in, you know, needy parts of, say, Africa. It just became a way to funnel funds to favored constituencies. And good luck, you know, figuring out how the U.S. government went out and found these contractors and operators all over the world. Again, just back to the Congressional Research Service, it says, and I'll quote them here, USAID staff are hired and managed under more than 20 mechanisms. What do you want to bet that there's some corruption in there and fraud, as you imply, John? I think that's a pretty safe bet. And, you know, given all of the needs that we have here at home, given that we are facing a world now which is clearly dividing up into, you know, friends of liberal societies and enemies, it is urgent that we use our resources in an effective way, in a targeted way. So again, I just want to underscore, I think this review is long overdue and very urgent.
I'm glad you mentioned the organization and the seniority at AID, because as of now, as I understand it, the leadership of AID has moved to the State Department, your haunt. And in fact, the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, is now head of AID. I puzzle why it wasn't always that way, Mary.
Well, it was. The State Department has a bureau colloquially known as F for Foreign Aid, which USAID sits under. And I should say, John, you know, I met many USAID workers around the world when I used to travel with the secretary. And they operate in some, you know, pretty dangerous places. These are, you know, folks who are in some, you know, many cases, patriots who want to do good in the world, or, you know, bleeding hearts who want to help, you know, people. And that's great. We just need to focus their efforts towards things that generate, you know, tangible results for American foreign policy and for our national security interest. I think that we have many people at USAID who want to do those things, who want to be directed into productive ends. I just think it takes leadership, and I'm glad that Secretary Rubio is now, you know, the titular head. He of course can't do that forever. If they are going to keep it going, then they'll need to find a principled leader, or they could shut it down, right? There's no reason why we need to have USAID and direct funds through that entity. If it can't be fixed, then we can start something else that we think is going to be more effective. We could also say that we give funds to entities like the United Nations, where we see a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. And, you know, we just decide to set up a brand new entity, take the funds from the UN, take the funds from USAID, and, you know, let's start something that's smaller, more focused, and more effective.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo. Before that, many years with the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. We're going to turn to a great success at State Department right away. Marco Rubio, a win-win-win in Central America. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just, Fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.